Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on Thursday morning, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. You know, it's never easy for a lot of people to talk about end-of-life issues, and planning for your death and funerals and things like that. But one of the people that feels that we should talk about it more, because it's important to do so, is my next guest, who is Gail Rubin. She is the author of A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die. And then on Thursday, September 27th, she's going to be hosting a free seminar called Kicking the Bucket List, Downsizing and Organizing, which focuses on end-of-life issues. And it takes place at the Olson Burke Sullivan Funeral Home on Northwest Highway here in Chicago. It's going to be two sessions, one at 10 and one at 3. And we have a link on our Facebook page for more information. And she is a thanatologist, which was something that I didn't know existed until I read about it. And we're going to talk about these kind of issues and get some advice from her. And her name is Gail Rubin. And we welcome Gail to the show. Gail, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, great to be with you.
How are you?
I am vertical and functional, especially at this time of the night.
It is a little late. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. How did you get into this work? You've worked in the funeral business for many years. You've written about it. Was this a fascination of yours when you were younger?
Well, it was and it wasn't. It's interesting. I realize now that I've been a certified thanatologist for about 6-7 years now, that early on when I was like in junior high school, I would do these little doodles of Grim Reaper, you know, the little robe pointy trailing robe.
Right.
And but I'm not morose, I'm not a goth, I'm not dark. I'm actually very upbeat. And when I was in college, I majored in television and film. Mm. And in one of my film production classes, all of the students had to do a film that was a 3-minute black and white Super 8, I'm kind of dating myself here, movie that had to be titled The Bubblegum Film. So it had to have something to do with bubblegum. Most of my classmates did movies that had something to do with car chases and tangentially something about bubblegum at the end. I did a satire of the opening of Ingmar Bergman's classic film, The Seventh Seal.
Okay.
Where death comes for a medieval knight on a beach at dawn, and the knight challenges death to a game of chess. And in the bubblegum film, the knight challenges death to a game of chess, and death says he never learned how to play the game. So thinking quickly, he pulls out a piece of bazooka bubblegum, which they don't make anymore either, and said, "Do you like bubblegum?" And yes, he loves bubblegum. They'll agree to abide by the fortunes and the wrappers, and in the end, death gets his man, all in 3 minutes. And looking back on that, I realize, oh my God, I'm doing what I am meant to do, making fun of death using humor and funny films to get people to talk about something that's going to happen to all of us and to plan ahead, because less than 30% of adults do any end-of-life planning. And that means 70% or more of our loved ones are going to be trying to find information and make expensive decisions under duress of grief, and it doesn't have to be that way. So at this event on the 27th, we're going to laugh and learn. I do have some film clips as part of my talk from actually TV shows, Mike and Molly and 6 Feet Under. Mm-hmm. And but I do have a 2-minute introductory film clip collection that gets us in the mood about this whole idea of talking about death and funeral planning and planning ahead.
And you've been doing this for how long have you been doing this again?
8 years. I actually come from a background as an event planner, and let's face it, funerals are the parties no one wants to plan.
Right.
But I got married for the second time in 2000, and we had a really fun Jewish Western wedding, and everybody had such a good time. I wanted to write a book about creative life cycle events and call it Matchings, Hatchings, and Dispatchings. And I got to write a monthly feature in our local newspaper that focused on weddings and births and deaths, and it was the stories about death and funerals that got the most reader response. And it told me there's a real need to be able to talk about this openly and honestly, you know, because so many people are like, ooh, we don't talk about that, and, you know, if we do, it's very hushed tones, and it's a fact of life. And there are movements to get people talking about mortality issues. Death cafes, I was one of the first people in the United States to hold one of those events, which is you get together with strangers, you have some coffee or tea, some cake or cookies, and talk about whatever's on your mind about mortality. And that's grown to be a huge worldwide movement. There's death over dinner. There are festivals. There's all kinds of conversations getting started in fun and upbeat ways.
I love the idea of the death cafe. That has a nice ring to it.
Yes, and in fact, we actually have a lot of fun. There's laughter, and, you know, occasionally somebody might get a little teary over something, but more often than not, it's just a fascinating conversation. I've had people who have had near-death experiences talk about what they experience, and to a person, they all say, I am not afraid of death after what they've been through, where you're clinically dead for a period of time and they bring you back.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What is it about, in the years that you've been doing this and you've been holding these and you're doing these seminars, you've written a book, I want to get to the book as well, what is it that you hear from people who don't want to talk about it? What's the most common excuse for people who don't want to talk about it, about this kind of thing?
I don't need to talk about it now.
Yeah.
It's just putting it off and putting it off. But you know what? We never know when our last day is going to be, and that's part of the reason people put it off. Sort of this creeping thought in their mind that if I talk about it, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. But tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But even elderly people don't want to talk about it. I mean, somebody who's 93 dies, and people are like, what did they die of? It's like, you don't get to die of old age anymore.
Mm.
It's part of, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer actually had a really clever line. He said, life itself is a sexually transmitted terminal disease. And, you know, as soon as... it's very interesting being upfront and honest about it, and you know, let's put some fun in funeral planning, because it's a fascinating shopping trip to go to a funeral home when nobody's sick and nobody's died.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in there and be objective and ask as many questions as you want, and you're not under any pressure, because you don't have to make a decision right then and there. But people do want to know about these topics. I did a survey before I put my events together for my upcoming Before I Die New Mexico Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one topic of interest was funerals and funeral planning. But a number of people put in their comments, don't try and sell me anything. I want my questions answered, but don't try and sell me anything. And so the important thing to do is go out there when you're not in a position where you have to buy those services, because you can think clearly, you can take your time, you can go to, I recommend checking out at least three different funeral providers to compare personalities and prices and facilities, and, you know, see what kind of ideas they offer to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, funerals are now celebrations of life, and it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hang on, Gail?
Sure.
Gail Rubin is with us, and she can help you plan for your funeral and get you to talk about these end-of-life plans that you should be talking about. And you can check out her free seminar, which is called Kicking the Bucket List, Downsizing and Organizing. It's on Thursday, September 27th. There's two sessions, one at 10 a.m., one at 3 p.m. It's free, and it's at the Olson Burke Sullivan Funeral Home on Northwest Highway in Chicago. And we'll talk more about that in her book and her Before I Die Festival that she's going to be doing in New Mexico, which is going to be an interesting time. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more with Gail Rubin right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Thursday, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. But right now, we are talking with Gail Rubin, who is an author and a thanatologist, and is going to be hosting a free seminar here in Chicago at the Olson Burke Sullivan Funeral Home on Northwest Highway called Kicking the Bucket List, Downsizing and Organizing, which is going to focus on end-of-life issues, which are not easy to talk about, but that's what she does. She gets people to talk about it and gives advice on it, and we welcome Gail back to the show. Gail, welcome back.
Hey, great to be here.
Tell me about a good goodbye funeral planning for those who don't plan to die.
So after I got married and had this idea to write this book about life cycle events and got to write this newspaper column, and people wanted to, most commented about funerals, I decided I'll focus on funerals. And so I focused on pre-planning a funeral, which I had never done before. And it became a good goodbye funeral planning for those who don't plan to die. Mm-hmm. And it became an award-winning book, and it changed the course of my career. So going from being a public relations and event planner kind of person to becoming a certified thanatologist. Thanatology, by the way, is the study of death, dying, and bereavement. That term comes from the Greek demigod Thanatos, who is the personification of a good death. His twin brother is Hypnos, which is sleep, which a lot of people are doing right now, except for your listeners. Hi, guys. So sleep and a good death are very closely related. I became a certified funeral celebrant, and I blog, and I go to the funeral director conventions as a journalist, and I do stories about new developments there in the funeral trade press and on my blog, The Family Plot.
Let me ask you this. What is a funeral director's convention like?
Oh, funeral directors are really fun people. They are funny and upbeat, and they like to cut loose when they're away from the funeral home.
I bet.
But, you know, when you're working around death or you're talking about death a lot, it makes you appreciate life so much to the fullest. Mm. You want to live every day as much as you can. You know, I heard you mention reality shows.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, there was a reality show called Best Funeral Ever that focused on a funeral home in Dallas called Golden Gate, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do these over-the-top funeral theme funerals, like a Christmas funeral and going to a state fair with the ashes of the deceased. Just all kinds of, like, really crazy, very personalized and very colorful home-going celebrations.
Yeah.
So, And I think more and more people are beginning to realize that, you know, it's not your grandfather's funeral anymore. It's about celebrating a life. And that opens a whole range of creative possibilities for people.
So the seminar is coming up next Thursday, and again it's at the Olson Burke Sullivan Funeral Home on Northwest Highway. There's one at 10 a.m., one at 3 p.m., and they're free. But tell us about the Before I Die Festival that you coordinate in New Mexico. And I have to tell you that I love the fact that you include a screening of one of my favorite movies of all time, Defending Your Life, which is just I love that movie so much.
Oh, that is a wonderful film. So the Before I Die New Mexico Festival is an opportunity to have all sorts of outside-the-box activities to get us thinking about, talking about, and hopefully doing something about our 100% mortality rate.
Right.
So we're going to have death cafes in the reception centers of funeral homes in Albuquerque. There's a funeral home in Santa Fe that's holding a number of panel discussions and speakers. We're going to have field trips to cemeteries and the office of the medical investigator, and people get to actually see what happened, what comes out of a cremation retort. We've got yoga for grief, and we're going to have a party on Halloween in a cemetery, but with the theme of Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, from Mexico, which actually honors our ancestors and welcomes their spirits for a visit starting on Halloween and then ending on November 2nd, All Souls Day. And we'll have a symposium. Last year, the first time we did this, we had a panel of local funeral directors taking people's questions, and that was, like, over the top, so successful, so popular. People had really good questions. And I think because it was not at a funeral home, but in a kind of neutral setting where we had these three funeral directors, that people felt comfortable to come and find out what they wanted to find out about.
You know, Gail, it's fascinating to talk to you, and it really is. You know, as soon as you said hello, you seemed so upbeat and so happy, and I think that's really important for the things that you do, and I admire you for that. I really do.
Yes, I'm all about getting the conversation started.
Yeah.
Early, and you know, don't wait until somebody's sick or dying to.
Yeah.
Find out what you need to know before you go.
Well, and that's what it's all about for Thursday the 27th. What were you going to say?
Yes. Well, yes, I was going to say, please come out and attend this talk. We're going to have fun. You'll learn a lot of things you had no idea that you need to know. And I'll have my books there, too, if you'd like to come and get a signed book.
Okay, and it's called Kicking the Bucket List, Downsizing and Organizing, Focusing on End-of-Life Issues. It's at Olson Burke Sullivan Funeral Home on Northwest Highway here in Chicago. There's one session at 10 a.m., one session at 3 a.m., and it's free.
10 p.m.
Gail, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick. Great to talk to you.
All right, take care. Gail Rubin, everybody. Fascinating stuff. And she's got the right temperament, I think, for the job. Anyway, so you can check it out at Olson Burke Sullivan Funeral Home on Northwest Highway, Thursday the 27th, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. are the two sessions. So we're going to take a quick break. The news is coming up after this.